KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, I don't want to, it's hard to be modest. I had a big story, I'm just going to say it, about Star Wars. And it's, the irony is I'm hardly an expert about Star Wars or the Marvel Universe. But even with my lack of expertise, I know enough to know that when Marvel president Kevin Feige sticks his nose into the Star Wars tent, it's a big deal.
Yeah, this was a big deal this week. And it's basically the acknowledgement by Disney that the Marvel movies have been an unprecedented success in throughout movie history. I mean, 23 hits in a row. No producer has ever done that. And they are giving a Star Wars movie to Kevin Feige, who runs Marvel. And I say giving, and he's going to produce a Star Wars movie. Now, they're saying he's going to produce a Star Wars movie with Kathy Kennedy, who runs Lucasfilm. But if you read between the lines here, this is an acknowledgement that all is not necessarily well in the Star Wars universe, and they are bringing in someone who has a track record of being able to deliver.
Yeah, obviously Kevin Feige is a big Star Wars fan. That wouldn't be a surprise to anybody who, you know, has anything to do with the superhero world that he would love Star Wars. And he has had, if they have had big problems in the production of their films, they've managed to keep it pretty quiet. They somehow make the things work. Whereas with Star Wars, there's just been difficulty. And I think part of it is Kathy Kennedy's ambition. She wanted to do a version of what Warner's had done with Harry Potter, of bringing in interesting directors like Cuarón to do the films. But then it didn't always work out. I mean, one of the most dramatic things was in 2017, she had to fire or chose to fire directors Phil Lord and Chris Miller when they were making this prequel film Solo, because they had a different style. It was improvisational. And Star Wars, to some degree, has so much tradition around it. You're a bit locked in, whereas Kevin Feige, he had the advantage of inventing the worlds that he was creating.
Sure, but this gives us a chance to look at the Star Wars movies that have been made. And while it was unquestionably a successful relaunch with The Force Awakens in 2015, after that, you know, there was some diciness in the universe. Rogue One, effectively, the director Gareth Edwards was sidelined and replaced by Tony Gilroy. That was the first spin-off movie. It was a success. It did over $1 billion, but there was a lot of backstage, behind-the-scenes drama on that film. Then you had the Solo stuff that you just referenced. And even on The Last Jedi, which was successful commercially, episode 8, there was a lot of fan backlash to that movie because it did things with Star Wars that were not necessarily in line with mythology. It was a little jokey. Some people didn't like that Princess Leia, you know, all of a sudden had magical powers. Like, there were some things that fans didn't like, and there was backlash to that movie. Then on episode 9, they had to fire another director, Colin Trevorrow, and bring in J.J. Abrams, who did Force Awakens, to rescue episode 9. So this has not been a smooth process, even though the films, with the exception of Solo, have been financially successful.
Well, I'll just say it will be a long time before we see the Kevin Feige movie, because I was told years, but I don't know how many. I think what they're looking at is, you know, the theme park attractions that they created are not making the noise and doing as well as, you know, the Harry Potter attraction was such a success. So we're seeing maybe the beginning of a transition. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 1:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.